Good morning. That's it's Rise and Stein. Ray Haynes is here teaching on Yom Kippur. Where are we now?
Well, got my headphones on backwards.
Okay.
All
that's right.
Where we are.
The significance of the backwards headphone dates back to
on the Day of Atonement. Well, the last two things we're going to look at. Now we looked at 70, the I.
Got that. Seeing. Yep.
Now we're at 76, so we're going to look at 6, the Vav. Is the sixth letter in the Hebrew alphabet. And then of the final break, we're going to look at what happened in these last 10 days. What would we expect to come in the next year ahead,
basically? So this will be prophetic.
All of this kind of stuff is much more in the prophetic realm. So the Vav is a connector, basically. If you like, in fact, the very first verse of the Bible is where the first Vav occurs. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It's the connecting those two together. So that's why we say this year is all about connecting heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm.
So this Day of Atonement is a wonderful kind of concept. This is what God's trying to do. He's trying to launch you together. When Jesus died on the cross, what did he do? He created from the two, he said, created one new man.
Mm.
So we've been connected. In fact, we've been so much stuff from Israel. We've just been so impacted. But when we think about this flesh, when you go to Romans 8, and you talk about this flesh that we're in now, in a sense, when we become Christians, we die, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this flesh, we become a dead person, and yet we're a live person because it says Christ will give life to your mortal bodies. He's talking even now, not just in the end,
right?
Through that spirit that's in you. So you agree, when you come to Christ, you die, and then he revives you to live in this body through his life. It's when you start doing it on your own. So all of these big concepts, all of this plays into this year especially, because he's trying to connect this. I would only tell you this. If you would be able to kind of look around, if you would ask God, you know, you see in scripture people look stepping into the third heaven, you know, it's not like you have to take some journey. In the same way as we talked about the Garden of Eden being huge, heaven, obviously, is we get the concept because of scripture. A lot of times it talks about up. But if, like Pastor Ashley, who's in Australia right now, as he looks up, for us, he's looking down. He's on the opposite side of the globe, but he's still looking at heaven. So you have to get a picture of heaven in a much bigger sense. It's not some just here, it's and the same thing is it's because it's crossing the kind of dimensions, it's a spiritual realm, it's not far away from you. The Bible says it's very near to you, it's even in you. So if we could begin to get that concept and stop trying to, if we could just eliminate the whole concept of we've got to travel there. I mean, there is the sense that this new Jerusalem is going to come down. There's a new heaven and a new earth. You can get all of that as long as you get the picture that it is very accessible. You are seated with him in heavenly places, yet you're in your body. All right? So the access you have is an access that Jesus gave you. He is the only door ever, 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 ever that you can ever access God, that you can ever access the heavenlies. So this year would be a great year to begin to press into God and say, show me how to access through Christ the things that you have for me, the wisdom, the insights, the understanding, the truth, provision, healing, deliverance. There's absolutely everything. So this year, you know, I've heard so many different prophetic voices speaking, and then some, you know, because the Shemitah and all that, there's those who have kind of a judgment perspective of the year, which is very valid, that you're certainly going to see judgment. There's certain sides of the prophetic movement. I don't mean this in a negative way, just the way I look at things. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy camp. And so they never see bad. They only see good.
Mm-hmm.
And so a proper prophetic perspective would be the joining of those two worlds.
Okay.
is you get to choose in a real sense. Every year there may be judgments, but there's always Goshen. There's always that land that God has prepared for you to deliver you through. And there's always blessings, heaped over blessings, if you walk in the ways of God. So, and judgment comes every time you fail. If you don't correct yourself, God will correct yourself because he loves you. He wants to spare you. So prophetically speaking, he's trying to connect heaven and earth so that you can enjoy the best and walk in that power, that the very light of God is going to emanate from you, the very rivers of water are flowing from you, all right? So you understand that basic concept there?
We do.
So there's that aspect. So that's the connecting of heaven and earth. So the first 5 days of creation, God made the physical world, right? Sixth day, he makes man. So you could say that man was created in that sense. And the seventh day is the Sabbath. We've already said earlier that the Sabbath was a shadow. In Colossians, it said, but the substance is Christ. Mm-hmm. So you've got Adam, you've got Jesus. All right, so this time, this year, this connecting point is Christ and man. It's all about this connection here, okay? Number six in Scripture symbolizes man. He was created on the sixth day with all the animals. It's human weakness, the evils of Satan, the manifestation of sin. There's a lot of bad things with six. So for those that see judgment coming, well, yeah, okay. The serpent was one of the land animals created on the sixth day. So this is, you know, 1 Peter 5, be sober, be vigilant, mm-hmm. because your adversary, yep. the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Had Adam and Eve gone to the other tree, would have been a better day.
Yes.
Would have been a better destiny.
Indeed.
So have some sense. If, you know, when you're given that choice, choose better. We know how to plant certain crops at certain times of the year, so there's seasons when Satan is more predatory. So they happen to pick a really bad day to not meet with God.
Mm.
And it became the day of judgment, the destruction. It was very, very bad. Satan always has an agenda. You know, you used the line one time, there's always cheese in a trap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fact. You know, if it looks like there's something there, he's putting something there to lure you in. So be mindful of that. If this is the year that if you just think, wow, I'm just going to live it up, this is a bad, bad, bad year to do that. Just really, really bad choice of that one.
Choose wisely.
Yes. The thief comes to kill, steal, kill, and to destroy. I've come to this, but I have life, I have it more abundantly. John 10:10. There's no or in anywhere in that verse because it's a progression of mm-hmm. ands. He steals, he kills, he destroys. All right. Not always in a physical death. We have died 1,000 deaths in our life, you know, mm-hmm. by this time of our age, right? We died to this, we died to that. So Satan is trying to get in and change your destiny, your trajectory. So you don't want to surrender control. Bad year for that. You know, there's a verse that I read sometimes. I love Isaiah. Isaiah 57 says, you wearied yourself by such going about, but you would not say it is hopeless. You found renewal of your strength, and so you did not faint. Again, real key verse for this year. You know, when you're doing bad and it's going bad, this is a good time to faint. Faint. Stop. Stop the progression. Because, you know, when you get in these kind of years, it only gets worse. It doesn't, there's no way back to the right road except going backwards, getting on the right road and traveling on it. There's no shortcuts from stupid. Once you get on the path of stupid, you're there. You're stuck in stupid. You got to get unstuck, get back on the right road. Okay, so if you can identify the right enemy, you've got it. He gives you more grace. James 4:6-8. He says, resist the proud, gives grace to the humble.
Humble. Mm-hmm.
Big year for humility. Submit to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands. Purify your heart. And on it goes. So because the number six is all about man, here's the problem. You're going to expect what man does. Cain and Abel and everything else. Conflict. This is a year where don't be conflicted. There's going to be a lot of that in the world. Don't get pulled into that.
Mm.
You have ISIS. You've got violence in the streets. You've got a lot of, I just got to say, don't get moved easily by what the media and all that stuff's going on, because this year they're going to, if you thought last year was bad, this mm-hmm. year they're going to go to town.
Mm. And they're going to draw you in with a presidential election.
Yes.
They're going to draw you in with Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
They're going to draw you in with all of these things that the enemy wants to use to divide.
It's going to tweak your emotions.
Yes.
Racial differences and stuff this last year, my goodness. I don't think anybody can forget, you know, there's shooting at the church And we said, you know, it's an opportunity, and we'll... This guy has given an opportunity to be, and it was a very clear-cut thing that happened. What happened is it became this big flap about the Confederate flag. That's a wonderful example of how the devil will use something, take advantage of something, and twist the whole thing about don't get pulled out. There's a lot of the racial stuff that came out in Ferguson. You know, it had nothing to do with that. I mean, zero to do with that, and yet it became that. So this is that. This is the addition of onto that. If you start to get, if you get pulled in, or you start thinking all of these arguments, it's going to be very bad, because you're going to go down a journey, and you're going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And in other words, that's what's going
to
happen.
And be careful not to draw others in to your stuff.
Yeah.
Through that. If you become enraged, if you get sucked into all of these schemes of the devil, and you're posting all this stuff, then your friends, your family members can get sucked into your stuff.
It's one of those moments. It's a steady opportunity for good to triumph or evil to rage. Mm-hmm. Watch rage. Mm-hmm. Men are appointed 6 days to labor, then to rest. So it's about earthly stuff. Focus on the kingdom. Arise, shine. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It's opportunities for heaven to touch earth. Stay there. You'll have a great year.
Amen.
Okay. All right. There's one more teaching segment today.
And it's on these last 10 days. What has happened, and how will we encounter that this year?